the people, and power to the gang. Power to Port Adelaide, where we give our name. And Albert and sons and daughters, and the south.
Welcome to the 1870 Hour, presented by New Vision and the Port Club, coming to you live on Port Adelaide Fan Radio, a fan-driven online radio station dedicated to the Port Adelaide Football Club. I'm Al, and I'm joined by my co-host, Phil and the Fox, as we discuss the last few rounds of 1997. How are you, boys?
Good day.
Good. Good, good.
Not bad. Bit of a better effort on the weekend from the boys, wasn't it? A little bit better.
Yeah, we got a win. So that was all right.
Not much else, but...
We got the chocolates. Oh, yeah. We have been having no problems kicking goals recently. It's bloody our defensive efforts, which are pretty poo at the moment.
Yes. I'm just pumped we got a win. Leave that little bit of hope still there.
It's great to do it against Essendon because they're one of my most loathed clubs as well.
And they've been a bogey team for us. Like, I think we haven't beaten them since, like, 2010 or something stupid.
Yeah, and they were our bitch for such a long time as well. And then it stopped.
How's James Head's form, though?
Oh. Muppet.
Worst bloke ever, seriously. If he's not a stain on the landscape, then I don't know who is.
That's it, though. Like, has there been a bigger fall from grace? Oh, okay, probably Ben Cousins and all that, but...
Lance Armstrong.
Like, yeah, okay, a few. But for someone who was... who was quite, you know, well-respected within the industry to just go to that point where pretty much everyone thinks he's a absolute noodle, including his fans. That was my phone. I apologise.
It was mine too.
Yeah, because Al sent us a message.
He said, what did he say to you? He said, stop typing, Nick. I bet he said the same thing to you.
I'll tell you in a second. Why did you send that to me? Al, stop typing, Nick. Why did
you send it to me?
Because you were typing and we can hear it and our listeners don't like to hear it.
Well, let's have a poll. Maybe our listeners do.
Let's get some feedback. Nick's typing.
The three listeners to the 1870 Hour.
You can tell if I'm typing because there'll be big gaps between me hitting keys because I type with two fingers. What was I saying? Anyway, James Heard. Yeah, he's a Muppet. Well, like, shouldn't he? He should probably be trying everything he can to be better received in the public than what he has been. And he comes out with that. We got lucky. Whatever.
Douche. Come on.
Absolute. The bloke's a dick. I'm sorry. Like, he sits there and tans himself and takes diuretics to make himself look slimmer. The guy's a muppet. Like, seriously, he needs to go away and be an engineer or something because he's just bringing the AFL down. Everybody that I've heard, all the media commentators say it's sour grapes. The bloke could have just said something generic like, yeah, he's played for his new club, he kicked a couple of goals, thanks very much. You know what I mean? He didn't have to act like a dick.
Why do you want him to be an engineer?
Was that just a random job that you've...
No, he's a qualified civil engineer.
Okay.
Right. So, that's what I'm saying, is that don't really care. But, how did the boys think the game went? Macca was a bit didn't think that Wines played that well on the weekend, and I thought he was pretty impressive.
I love Macca, as you all know, and, you know, I would rate 90% of his reviews as spot on. But the one and he's probably listening, so g'day, Macca. The one that I just seriously did not agree with was the six for Andrew Moore. I thought Moore was absolute poo.
I agree.
He's a disappointing footballer.
He's frustrating, though, because is he one of those blokes you really want to see do well? Probably the fact that what was he, a bloody number nine?
Nine or something.
Draft pick. But, yeah, he was... he was very, very average. And it's just, he just can't take that. Like, he does quite well at SANFL level. I've seen him dominate quite a few games, but I don't know. He just can't take that step up.
Al, how many games have you seen him dominate at SANFL level?
None. You're making a reference to my living in Canberra again. Fantastic. Thank you, Nick.
Probably more your lack of financial contribution to the club that you claim to love.
I'm a member. My daughter's a member. That's all I can do is be a member. What else can I do?
Is your wife a member?
Nah. She hates football. Anita has zero interest in football. I didn't have anybody to convert her from Phil. So my wife actually does not like football. She thinks that it's the biggest waste of my weekend, and she hates that her weekend has to revolve around Port Adelaide.
And she doesn't like the fact that you're often a rubbish bloke when Port Adelaide lose.
Yes. Yes, that is true. I grieve for the weekend if it's a like Saturday game. The rest of the weekend's kind of cactus because I'm just pissed. But a couple of things with Macca on like Macca's review. I was
just
looking
before at, we go though, I just want to double check. Is your lovely wife Tammy a member, Nick?
No. Come on. Oh. digging, Nick. I wouldn't think that Tammy is.
Nah, neither. No chance.
That's terrible.
Yeah, let's all praise for you over the night.
Me? For like having my wife who was a Crows member being a Port member?
No, that's a fair effort. That was a good conversion.
She loves the Port Adelaide Football Club now. And this is going to probably annoy no one else. Our thousands of listeners is going to get the reference. But my mate Sean, as you know, Nick and Al, his wife Naomi, was also a Crows member, went to the games with Kate quite a bit. She's now a Port member and a Port fan as well.
Really?
Oh, Naomi's gone across. Wow.
Naomi, and she 100%, she was at the showdown. She said that she genuinely wanted Port to win.
Is that right?
Yep, absolutely.
Well, there you
guys have done it. That's impressive because she was a staunch.
Either Sean and I are bloody awesome, which is a fair chance, or the fact Adelaide aren't a real legitimate football club that people can just, it doesn't matter, I'll go for another club. Because don't have the feeling that a real football club like Port Adelaide does. Maybe.
I actually had a bet with Naomi once, and the loser washed the other one's car.
Yeah, you've said this before.
Port Adelaide won, and she washed my car.
Fantastic. But now, getting back to the weekend's game, I don't know, Macca gave 4 votes to Wines, 27 disposals, 10 clearances, and 8 tackles. Bit harsh.
Macca, let's be honest. Come on, mate.
And Muffins, Calhoun, 7. I'm sorry, but there were some disposals there that weren't even SANFL level.
Oh, I thought.
Especially that thing. Nah, didn't rate him. Didn't think he played that well. His disposal by foot or disposal full stop is ranked amateur.
He's not the worst in the side.
Well, who's the worst in the side?
I don't know. Tom Jonas's disposal when he's in the side has been deplorable this year. Broadbent is just like God knows where it's like shotgun, you know, could go anywhere. I don't know, man. You can throw a blanket over a bunch of people, really, can't you?
Yeah, you can. We haven't been playing very inspired football recently, and our skills have been pretty rat shit all season.
Yep.
Your language is a bit average tonight, Al.
I'm sorry. I've dropped shit.
I wanted to show this show to my son, my mum, my dad. I can't do it now because you're...
How's your mum's goatee going?
Yeah, not bad, mate. Not bad. Bit head. Has someone got a kettle on in the background?
It sounds like it, doesn't it? It's probably Alistair.
Oh, everything's always me. Or is it you with your sound effects, Nick?
No, I deleted that app. I ran out of room on my phone.
Do you know what we should do?
Like, what if Bevan's listening tonight?
During the show. Sorry?
What if Bevan's listening tonight? He was a fantastic... He was actually probably more value than Alistair last week.
That was gold. Are we on mute, Al?
We're not on mute, but someone changed their settings because we just got a bit of an echo there, guys.
From who?
From Phil.
Hey, And what do you mean? You're the one who does the settings now. You are the settings person. You're the
I'm not all the
settings. Mate.
Whenever I call up and you know, you give me a buzz on the Skype before the show, and I'm like, mate, I've got echo everywhere, and you're like, okay, I'll fix it.
Let's be honest, guys. When you look at like a professional radio show, and you see that massive soundboard there with about 3 sound engineers working it, it's not like Port Fan Radio. It's just Alistair sitting there with his 1998 laptop.
with Windows 95.
Have you fixed up my echo out?
Yeah, mate. All good.
This is my reputation on the line, and if I've got echoes...
How is that reputation going after all those jokes?
Yeah, all right.
Have you got one for us tonight?
Yep. All right, I got one. Yeah, why not? I'm running out of non-offensive jokes, though.
Yep.
Like, seriously, I reckon I've got one or two crap ones that I heard when I was 12 left.
Oh, well, Bevan will be excited by it.
Yes. But so who do you reckon was our BOG on the weekend then, lads?
Bokey would have to be up there, wouldn't he?
Yeah, I'd say Bokey.
What a great...
He would be my boot.
I like Wingard benefits as well. I mean, Wingard's just, you know, you pay good money just to go watch that bloke play.
Well, we've spoken about it over the last few weeks, but he's on fire, isn't he?
Oh.
Like, when you sort of look at how crap our season's been, you know, you look at some of these guys and, you know, Wingard's one of the people that sort of springs to mind. It's just like, far out, man. Like, how young is he still? And, you know, we should have him for a long, long, long time, and he can be anything, that guy.
Imagine if we had, like, a dominant midfielder. Like, our midfield's been absolute pants this year, and, you know, our ruckmen have been largely ineffective. Imagine if we had a midfield that was just dominating centre clearances and just getting the ball in there quickly, because Wingard, when the ball goes in quickly, like, you know, he's so dangerous. He's just... anything can happen. Kick 100 goals, mate.
I love the Wingard.
What did you think about his attempted mark? That was ridiculous. Oh. Who'd pulled that down? Oh, my goodness.
How good would that have been? How good would that have been?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Like, everyone talked about that mark, and they actually then didn't actually realise how awesome Jakey Need's goal that basically came like 5 seconds later, because everyone's thinking about the marking attempt, which was pretty bloody awesome itself.
I missed that goal.
Which one?
Needs one.
It's all right. There's nothing to get. I know that it was, you know.
I missed it.
Well, I've got it on the Foxtel.
Yeah, I should probably watch the replay. I'm used to not watching the replays this season.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I've been doing too well. I reckon, like, I've got zero value out of my Fox footy this year.
Was that?
I just don't watch it anymore.
Yeah,
we're not doing well. Like last season, I'd be on non-stop this season. Yeah, nah, it just depresses me.
Yeah, I was on the, what is it called, 360. I reckon I've watched it half a dozen times this season.
I didn't, like, it was just, like, last couple of years, just about every week there was a new Port Adelaide montage about how awesome we were. And, yeah, probably not as many this year, but I haven't been listening, so, or watching. Yeah. So, there you go. Have we got any tweets? We've got a tweet. Ah, Bevan. Bevan's listening. Good old Bevan. Can't wait for the offensive jokes.
Can't wait for the offensive jokes? I don't know.
I've got some that, like, seriously, even when I say I'm disappointed in myself.
Are they cringeworthy?
No, I'll tell you some off air. They're bad.
Okay.
They're bad. Anyway.
Racial slurs?
No, I won't go there. Yeah, possibly. Anyway.
That's not what you said off air.
Well done, Nick.
Now, we've got our quiz question this week brought to you by the Port Club. We've got a $20 voucher to the Port Club to get yourself some crumbed lamb cutlets or a burger or... whatever you feel or whatever tickles your fancy. Now, Phil's got a question for our avid listeners. Fire away, Phil. You don't have a, you do not have a question.
No, we were just talking before the show. Is that the one I'm doing?
No, I was just having a bit of fun there, my friend.
I was kind of joking. What's the question now? You're making us sound very unprofessional here. I was
more unprofessional than normal, actually.
Sorry?
More unprofessional than normal.
Yeah, I know, and that's saying something. Have you got a question now? Or...
Oh, yeah.
Who was second in Port Adelaide's Best and Fairest in 2004?
Didn't we do this question last week?
Sure we did.
No.
That.
No, we did who was second in the Brownlow Medal.
Oh, that's in 2000. Let's not do who's second. Can you think of a better one? Or is that it? You've had all week to think of a question, and that's the one you've come up with.
Oh, well, is there something... If you've got a question then, Phil, bring it on.
No, don't worry about it, mate. If you want to do an average question, that's fine. Your reputation.
My reputation.
I was just too busy, you know, doing all the behind-the-scenes stuff there.
All the soundboard stuff. And
sending me messages to stop typing.
Well, Phil, come up with a question then if you don't like that one. It's up to you, my friend.
No, you can just throw it on the
Well then, okay, who was second in Port Adelaide's Best and Fairest in 2004? That is the question for the listeners. And I'll give you a hint. He missed a number of games due to suspension.
What was his name?
You're a Muppet.
Oh, here goes out with the pages again.
You throw me out, guys.
You're unprepared, mate. Like, come on.
Okay, we'll go through round 21 of 1997.
We haven't spread this out very well, have we? Because we've got the 1870 hour. We've got two rounds to discuss.
Yep. That's all right. We have round...
The 1870 30 to 40 minute show.
That's all right. We've... Well, straight after us, Macca and Rick are doing the review. So get on really? Listening. There's a double header tonight, guys.
And we're the opening act.
We're the opening act.
Really?
Maybe everyone will start leaving because we've been so terrible tonight, but.
Almost no doubt. The headliners, but there you go. All right, so round 21, yeah.
Port Adelaide played. Richmond at the MCG. We got absolutely and positively pantsed. We kept with them for the first quarter. We're only down by 8 points. But we ended up losing 22 goals, 14, 146 to 8 goals, 13, 61. We got absolutely pantsed. Matty Knights, former Magpies coach, gave us an absolute bath in the midfield, and yeah, we just got pants to end up losing by 85 points. Maddie and
what a coach.
It's a spanking in anyone's language, isn't it, really?
Exactly. And but Scotty Cummings did lead the goal kicking with 3-goal-3.
Irrelevant now, though, isn't it? Because you've lost your bet already.
I have lost my bet, but I was out by one, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well...
Sorry, that's
not way to cut. David Brown just kept on battling that like all day. He was probably our only shining light in the midfield, and we had Nathan Eagleton on the wing that gave some drive. But yeah, we got beaten pretty convincingly all over the ground.
And Ian Downsborough with a great 3 disposals. He's still traded in there, so he's still apparently held enough value to go to the Crows after his wonderful...
Did he actually do anything there?
No, I don't think he did anything anyway.
No.
Who did we get for Downsborough? Was that Chalmers or something?
Chalmers. And, Stephen Paxman got tailed up by Matty Richardson. Matty Richardson kicked 5 goals. Yeah, it was just a all-over smashing, really. Shane Bond gave some ineffective disposals, but did get a bit of the ball. So yeah, we were fighting for an eighth, a position in the eighth at the time, and we just couldn't get it done.
And that was Matty Richardson, mate. 5 straight. Didn't miss a team. That didn't happen often.
No. See, we were
much maligned player, wasn't he, Richardson?
Yeah. But you would have taken him at your club, wouldn't you?
Oh, for sure.
Oh, of course. All right, so, yeah, we've got...
Should we stretch this out a bit more? Because we're up to round 22 and we're 20 minutes in.
Yeah, well, we were fighting for a position in the eight. We had that loss, and then to get it in to the actual finals, we had to get a victory in round 22 and just couldn't get it done. We're playing at Footy Park, playing St Kilda, who were on top of the ladder at the time, and so wasn't the greatest time to play the ladder leaders, but yeah, we played at Footy Park in front of
38,589 people now.
That's right. Shane McInerney was umpiring, Hayden Kennedy, Brian Sheehan. We were actually leading to half time, like we led by 8 points at quarter time, 3 goals, 3:21 to 2 goals, 1:13. And then we're up by 1 point at half time. And then St Kilda were leading by 6 points at three-quarter time. And then, don't know what happened there, something's fallen off the roof. and then St Kilda just kicked away with it in that last and kicked one by 33. So 12 goals, 12:84, Port Adelaide, to 17 goals, 15, 117. So
all we had to do was win that game as well, and we're in the finals.
Yep.
But in saying that, all we had to do was beat the top team. So, in fairness, it probably wasn't the easiest thing. But,
yeah, Matty Primus had
was equal leading goal scorer for us for that game. Okay. So, yeah, you were wrong with your little Scott Cummings comments, weren't you?
Oh, okay, I was wrong. I admit that I was wrong.
Well, there's a first. Is this being recorded?
It's not a first for him being wrong.
No, her first for admitting it.
For admitting it. So we ended up, unfortunately, out of the eight on percentage, and quite a considerable amount of percentage in fairness.
14%.
Yeah. Brisbane with 42 points and 105%, and we had the same amount of points and 91.8% for our percentage.
And so, that came down to that drawn game.
Yep. And I remember. Whatever caused the draw, I reckon Richard Champion was involved, or maybe I'm completely wrong. I should shut up and see if Richard Champion was playing. Yeah, he was. There was something like that game against Brisbane, there was a goal that was scored that was touched, or something happened, and Richard Champion admitted that it shouldn't have been counted. It was something along those lines. Basically, we're cheated.
Do we have any of our listeners that may be able to shed some light on this particular incident? It would be great to hear from you. Bevan, any of our other listeners that are on board?
Bevan could...
Rick, Macca.
I don't know if Rick and Macca are listening.
They're probably too much... they're probably preparing for their show tonight.
Well, do people actually prepare for their massages
and whatnot, I'd say. You know.
Yeah, Mac is probably going to get a bit offended by our potting of some of his review, but that's all right.
I said nothing.
I just said that his rating of Moore was off, that's all.
Nah,
Andrew Moore last week was... Yeah, that's not right. Can't make a lift again.
Okay, so we're finished season 1997 and we're 25 minutes into the show.
Yep.
So should we start at round one again and just go through some things we might have missed?
Do a recap.
Yeah, let's do it.
No, let's go do a bit of around the grounds. Got to ask you guys, what do you think of this whole Adam Goods thing?
Oh, I'm really surprised that was brought up.
Yeah.
Didn't think
wasn't in the pre-show brief at all.
No.
We are live.
Are we a little bit politically correct with this whole thing? Oh, what's the bloody issue with booing someone? I don't see what the issue is. And most players are fine with it. They deal with it. Adam Goods is he taking a leave of absence or something?
Because they've given him a few days away. They've given him some time away, and I'm not sure why. He's getting upset because he's made a decision that it's racially motivated, and I'm not sure that it is because...
Has he said that, though? Or are we just assuming that's what he's thinking?
Well,
other people
why would Sydney give him time off to deal with it? Because that's what they've done. They've come out and said that they're giving him some time away to deal with the issue, but he hasn't come out and said it.
Maybe he's got some other issues. Because I honestly don't see booing. Look, I'm not a massive booer. I like to just hurl abuse, but I'm not someone who boos a lot. But seriously, if Port were playing Sydney this weekend and Adam Goods was right near the boundary and I was next to him, I'd boo him because I know it annoys him. Well, why would you give people motivation? Just laugh it off. It doesn't matter.
You're telling people that
it bothers you that much. They're going to boo you more. And then you've got like all your teammates and stuff and your coaches and stuff sticking up for you. It's like it's kind of like one of you guys getting stuck into me and then my mum calling through to the show and saying, "Hey, Nick, could you lay off Phil? He knows he's bald. He knows he's bald. He knows he's way too white. Could you stop picking on him?" Stop it. But like, I don't know. I just reckon it annoys me. I will boo him based on... I don't think I'll see him play again, to be fair. I reckon he's done at the end of the year. But, I'm real. Like, I kind of feel like getting really fired up and yelling about it.
You sound like you want to smack him out.
Well, I think he'd take me. I think it's fair to say he'd win. But, what's the big deal about booing?
Well, the thing is,
why has it been turned into something racial? And the amount of people like David Bloody Pemberthy, Michelangelo Rucci's done an article on it. Michael O'Loughlin's come out and made comment about it being racially motivated.
Since when did anyone read anything that Pemberthy ever wrote anyway?
I'll talk to you about David Pemberthy later.
But exactly, like, we played against Essendon on the weekend, and Ryder, who's also Indigenous, got booed. So, like, is that a racial thing as well?
I think, like, is the argument, okay, so he played for Essendon, that's why they're booing him, right? Are they saying that that opposition supporters don't actually have a valid reason to boo Adam Goods? But Akamanis used to get booed all the time.
Yeah, Traders.
Is that because he was a ranger?
I just think personally that Goods is a massive tool. I just don't like the guy. Like, has absolutely nothing to do with his colour. Because I know 100%, I don't have a racist bone in my body. And, you know, like someone was talking about Matai Muralitarin. Oh, I loved the bloke. Oh, I thought Muralitarin was a legend. And as you guys know, I sort of half barrack for India when they play Australia in the cricket just because I want to see good cricket. Like, I have no racial issues whatsoever. I just don't like Adam Goods because he comes across as a Muppet. I don't like the way he acts on field. I believe that he's dirty. I think that I don't like the way he goes about playing the game, basically. His views on Aboriginal issues, I wouldn't even be able to tell you what they are because I just, you know, don't particularly listen or whatever. But it's not because he's Aboriginal. It's because I just don't like the guy.
But you know the thing,
Nicky Winmar, like, and it's crazy to say. Well, it's not crazy, but I don't like the argument of that it's because he's Aboriginal. Because as Port Adelaide supporters, like, try telling me that I don't celebrate the Aboriginal culture with some of my favourite players are Aboriginal. Like, everyone knows that Gavin Wanganeen is a club legend and proud Aboriginal. The Burgoyne boys, you know, we've got such a proud history of involvement in Aboriginal communities that for someone to try and turn around and say that the next time I boo Adam Goods it's because I have racial motivation is absolute bollocks.
Do you know what the argument is though, Nick, that I've heard a couple of people say, because I completely agree with what you're saying, but the argument is what a lot of people are saying, that it's racially motivated, is because Adam Goods actually questions things. He questions what, you know, what Australia have done in the past and blah, blah, blah. So that's why people are angry towards him, because he's having a, not a go, but
well, that's, you know, he's fair
questioning enough. What's happened. So because he's not, you know, just sitting back and not saying anything, because he actually dares to question things based on that, we hate him.
Well, good on him.
Not saying that we hate him, but that's what, you know.
Yeah. And so we should, if that's his belief. And none of us can seek to understand the impact that white Australians have had on Aboriginal culture, because, you know, you can't look at it from that point of view, because you're not in that position. Do you know what I mean? You've never been raised in that cultural environment. But like, if he puts forth an argument that's reasonable, no one that, you know, none of you guys are going to say, oh, you're a knob. That's just Aboriginal rubbish. Like, if the argument makes sense, then we're all for it. It has nothing to do with that for me. It has to do with the fact that on the field, I reckon he acts like a goose and I don't like him. Just like a zillion players from any other club that I would boo if they were standing there in front of me. You know, like, I don't know. I think the whole, I guess, it makes me wonder. I don't know. I really don't understand it. Like, I think that they're making a big deal about stuff that comes from a very small minority. I think it's massively oversold, this whole racial abuse thing towards Adam Goods, because I don't believe that that's overwhelmingly the case. I really don't.
I agree. I don't think it's a motivation whatsoever for the booing. I don't believe it is, and it actually, I'll be honest, I find it offensive when you're reading these articles and people are indicating that that's why we don't like him.
Yeah. Don't try and tell me why I'm booing him. I'm booing him because I don't like the guy.
See, I don't boo him, but I don't see, I just don't see what the issue is with booing someone. You're at a bloody game. You're a sport.
That's exactly right. And
if you cannot cope with a boo, do something else, man. He's frigging 35 years old. Why, get some thick skin. You're 35.
Yeah.
So if someone walked up to me on the street and started booing me, I'd look at, if I was a bloody superstar athlete and people booed me, I'd be like, they think I'm pretty damn good. Because if I was a spud that
I tell you what,
no one cared about, they wouldn't even bother.
I can guarantee, and I've probably seen this guy live probably twice as much as what I've seen Adam Goods, but I can tell you, I'd out-boo Patrick Dangerfield to Adam Goods 10-1, and I don't particularly like either of them, and neither of them is racially motivated because I just don't like them. That's it. And look, you know, I feel sorry for Adam Goods that he feels that it is racially motivated, because that would certainly, you know, play on him. And and I'd hate to think that that's what he feels, but I can only stick up for me and my mates, you know, that have discussions about this. And none of the guys I go to the footy with, I mean, they're all Italians. So, you know, they're in a multicultural society like anyone else. They they deal with it. They just, yeah, just deal with it.
Well, we've got Andrew Bogut kind of weighed in a bit today and copped a bit of criticism. And he says, as a pro athlete, I can't help but laugh at athletes and fans who complain about being booed when they're on the road. And he says, mashed potatoes, hashtag mashed potatoes. And it's honestly that people think that it's racially motivated. Now, I've heard some comparisons to the Nicky Winmar thing, and that's completely, completely different, because there were racial comments made from the crowd and from players during that game. Nicky Winmar took a stand, and he had every right to take that stand, and that kind of changed our game. But to say that comments or booing is being racist, I don't see that, because people get booed all the time. Like, other players from other teams get booed, and Adam Goods gets booed, and now they think that it's racially motivated. I don't see that. And, like, some people may be booing him for that reason, and that's really, really sad. It's so sad that people in our society would actually do that and make it racial, like, because it's not. But you've got the right to boo a player. Like, okay, someone takes someone out and there's a dirty player, and I think we've booed, I think it was two seasons ago, Adam Goods at Footy Park. In that last game where we beat them in about June, did a couple of dodgy things and started getting booed, and no one said anything then. But now they're making these comments. So I just think it's been blown up, and I don't think that it's all racially motivated. But
do you know what I reckon sucks, though? It's like, I don't know. I reckon there's like, with the political correctness as it is today, there's people out there that probably are like, no, I don't really care that he's booed, but I feel like I need to take a stand and say it's wrong, because I don't want to be dubbed as being racist.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, sure.
Like, I just don't get it. And I can say the same as what you were saying, Nick. Look, I haven't booed him. I can't stand him. I don't like him. I can tell you, in my heart, in every part of my bones, everything, I couldn't give a rat's if he's Aboriginal or white. I don't like him. He annoys me. And it's the same as what you said, the way he carries on the field. And I'll be honest, he's a gun as well. When a player's a gun, I hate them if they're not playing for Port.
Exactly.
That's the way I am. It's not racist. I just don't.
As soon as they pull on the like Ryder, booed him relentlessly, not because he was Aboriginal, but because he played for Essendon. Comes to Port Adelaide, he's one of my favourite players. Yeah.
If Adam Goods, mate, he's 35, so I don't want him now. But if he decided 7 years ago that he wanted to come over to Port, I would be having a go at people booing him.
Absolutely.
I've got no consistency.
I'm racist.
Yeah, I would, because I've got no consistency whatsoever.
No.
And, you know, I look at Port differently than anyone else. But, man, like...
And it's important just to quantify out there that... And I'm sure I echo the statements of you guys. Racism is one of the most insidious things that's present in our society, and it disgusts me, and I find it despicable. And I want absolutely no part of it, you know, in our society or anyone that I know of. And I feel that strongly about it, that there's, you know, I've been an active participant in Harmony Day and all that sort of thing at work. There's no way that I would lower myself to being a part of that. And but I do boo Adam Goods because he's such a good player for an opposition club. And that is it, you know. Don't like the guy because I think he's dirty, and he plays for Sydney, who typically own us, and that is all there is to it.
But I saw an article today. I think it was by Roach, where he basically went through, you know, all the different players that get booed and why they get booed. Like, you know, Sean Burgoyne gets booed because he played for Port. And, yada yada, all that sort of stuff, but basically saying that, like Adam Goods said, there's no reason for it other than racism. It's just, I reckon it's crap. And but again, if you don't like anybody, don't tell us. You're giving us motivation. Oh, everyone's going to boo him now.
Yeah.
It's done because we know it gets you. If someone sit like you know, I sit right on the boundary and quite often get my TV time getting my abuse on. If you knew that a play, if it's going to impact them and they're having a shot on goal, what are you going to do?
You think he's going to psych him out. You're going to do it every day of the week, aren't you?
Oh, absolutely. Like, if I saw him on the street now, I'd walk past and go, boo, and then, like, move away quickly in case he... But then if he did...
You're just an idiot.
If he hit me, I could get a bit of fame and just say I was just, like, looking at him and punch me and I'd get some money. I'd be like that... What was that dude, Brogan? What was his name? Daniel Mortimer. That guy that Brogan knocked out at the airport. we know now you don't like being booed. I'm spewing we didn't know 7 years ago when you were a lot more awesome than what you are now. But
yeah, it's disappointing that it's come to this, and you know, be interesting to see how it unfolds. But all I can say is that none of the guys in my sort of sphere of influence boo the guy because he's of his the colour of his skin. We just boo him because he's an opposition player, and that's it. And so I think people that are being, you know, automatically drawing a parallel between booing someone and the colour of their skin, I think that's pretty despicable, actually.
I reckon it's a joke that probably the two biggest stories in the last couple of weeks have been unrelated stories based on booing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know.
It's not a new thing. Like, it's not like someone just thought, oh, I'm going to boo some opposition just to annoy them. It's been going on for a while, and I think people should be able to handle it a bit better.
Well, yeah. Brendan Goddard's gone on 360 tonight and said that it's a case of extreme bullying. Oh. And Goods has turned around and is weighing up his future. Whether he retires now over this.
Good on him. He's going to retire now.
I tell you right now, look at how much grief Chad cops every week. Now, Chad cops abuse because he's an absolute gun. And it's not to do with the colour of his skin. That guy cops it day in, day out. Like, imagine how much abuse he's going to cop by the end of his career.
Mm. Yeah, I'm trying to give you a chance to say something now because you haven't said anything really for a while.
I think that's we've said probably enough on this particular topic. Yeah. I don't think
we've got ourselves into too much grief with it either, which is good.
Do you reckon it's cool though? Is Brendan Goddard comments on it being a case of extreme bullying, and this is a bloke who called like Jack Zeeble a weak
what do you call
word a few earlier in the year.
Yeah.
Oh, did he?
Oh, Brendan.
Can you remember that? It was
Brendan Goddard has zero cred, honestly.
He picked on the bloody on the mic. He had a bit of a go at Zeeble and called him.
Brendan Goddard's another guy that if I next time I see him, I'm going to boo him relentlessly. Bloke comes across as an absolute knob.
I'm just going to boo people.
Yeah.
Just random people.
Guys, there's been a new development in the coaching circle of the Adelaide Crows. Mick Mulhouse has thrown his hat in the ring.
Right, can I just say something? This is the same bloke. The reason I hate Mick Mulhouse is the uneven moustache, but also bloody Rowie and Cornsey or whoever it was a few years ago when we were at our lowest of lows, said to him, what if KT, wanted to have a coffee, wanted to have a chat with you, have a coffee about the coaching role, what would you say? And Malthouse just came out with some arrogant, I'd tell him not to waste his time or something like that. Now, he's like, oh yeah, I'd love to talk to Adelaide. Of course you would, because...
Bring your mow up first, mate.
Yeah. I hope your
mum's got a better moustache than Mulhouse.
Mine?
Your mum, yeah.
Cool.
But it's actually a goatee, it's not just the moustache, so you can't really get it uneven because it's all, like, encompassing.
You're talking about Phil's mum or Mulhouse?
Still my mum?
Yeah, still your mum.
Still on my mum. So your stepmom, Nick? Actually, that doesn't work. Because it's like, because your dad is doing that to my mum, it's probably, yeah, it would have worked better.
Still funny.
Yeah.
But do you reckon that he would honestly, be in contention? Like, he's 61 years old. He's done. Do you reckon it's just a media beat up?
He's done. I reckon he'd do it if he had the chance. But the difference is him now versus, you know, a few years ago. Like, if Ken Hinckley, Tom, if Mick Mulhouse put his hand up to do that role, I reckon at that point we would have been pretty pumped because we were in a pretty bad position to get a coach of that sort of quality and, you know, who's achieved what he has achieved. It would have been a big win for the Port Adelaide Football Club. But now I think he's a bit tainted with what's happened with Carlton. Rightly or wrongly, he's had a long and good career, but should I say long and illustrious career? It sounds a bit more professional. But now it's been tainted. Like, Carlton were a basket case. He was the way he approached the media was poor. He wasn't engaging the members. I don't think he's got a hope in hell, to be honest.
No,
I'm in agreement. I don't think that he'd be the right fit. Oh yeah, more crap for the Crows, but. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see. I reckon that they're going to go a younger coach with a more senior mentor.
I don't know.
Hopefully it's not Stewie Jew.
Don't care.
Yeah, I just don't like him. I had my week where I feigned interest for him, but now it's back. Well, we got an answer for your quiz question, Al.
Have we?
Quite some time ago, 21 minutes ago.
Oh, did we?
Who's it from?
Alex, a.k.a. Axel Handel.
Yes?
Is that your
What's
son?
The answer?
No, that's not my son. How cool is it that my son's called Axel, though? That's pretty impressive, considering my name's Philip. Kane Corns. Is that right?
Negative ghostwriter.
No. You seem pretty confident. Like, I can't necessarily tell his tone. It's like 2004 BNF runner-up Kane Corns. It sounds good. Sounds good.
Who's got the kettle going in the background?
Is that? It's Al.
No, it's not. There's no kettle here.
Are you just... Is Anita just whistling in the background or something?
Yeah, that's right.
No, seriously.
Yeah, I can hear it. Maybe our listeners, three or four listeners can tweet in if they can hear the kettle.
Oh, we got another tweet from Bevan.
What's Bevan up to?
Can't see them taking Mike Shirley. There's a Port assistant that will poach.
Exactly. I tell you what, this cat knows his football. Does it just quietly, Bevan?
He does.
Campaigners.
I reckon he'd be a laugh at a party, just quietly. He'd be the one, you know, doing bizarre things to the punch and all that sort of stuff.
So where did you get the Alex Hale one from? Is it on our... Twitter?
Hashtag Port Fan Radio.
Oh, hashtag. Oh, I mean, look at
look at you working out the whole Twittering stuff.
We need to re-engage Lauren with the show. I don't think she liked the fart sounds when she first got stuck in.
Yeah, I don't think she's... I think she's a bit... She's off it. She don't care.
She heard enough.
Yeah. In fairness, though, would you listen to us?
Nah.
Can I just say a quick joke? This isn't my joke, but it's actually, it was really funny. It was Taylor Walker said it to Ditz and Roo this morning. Did you hear it?
Nah.
It was gold. I'm going to tell it to you. All right, but it was a Taylor Walker joke. You ready?
Yep.
Yep, go ahead.
Why did the chicken cross the road?
Don't know.
To get to the gay guy's house. Knock, knock.
Who's knock, there? Knock,
knock. The chicken. How good is that? I actually liked Tex Walker for a minute when I heard that. I was cracking up on the way to work.
That's not bad.
Yeah. Al? No?
No, not very funny. I didn't like it.
Yeah, well.
Why didn't you like it there? Because you got hoodwinked.
Homophobic. Nah.
Not at all.
No, the joke was. The joke was offensive. Do you want to hear my joke? Can I do my joke?
Yeah, please go ahead.
It's this is actually a really old one, but I couldn't think of anything.
Is it offensive?
No, not at all. So there's this little dude, right? He's six, flat out blind, can't see a thing. His whole life, he's got, you know, those blind looking eyes as well that they can't see because they're blind. But you know where it's just like really crystally looking. It's really light blue, and he can't see. He can't see a thing. Blind as. Anyway, he's like, how old did I say he was? About six. So yep. It's the day before his seventh birthday, and his mum tucks him into bed, and she says, Johnny, tomorrow's your birthday, and it's a really special day. What I want you to do is pray to the Lord. And if you speak to him and you pray really hard and you ask him to be able to see again, you'll wake up in the morning and you'll be able to see the world for the first time. It'll be beautiful. And little Johnny's like, Mum, is that right? I'll be able to see. And she's like, yeah, you'll be able to see your mum for the first time, and you'll be able to look into my eyes and see the love that I have for you. You'll be able to see your father, your little sister. You know, you'll be able to see the beautiful blue sky, the green grass, the birds, the mighty Port Adelaide Football Club. You'll be able to see everything. You'll have vision. He's like, Mum, I promise I'll pray really, really hard. Anyway, so little Johnny's praying and praying and praying. He keeps praying until he just can't keep his little crappy, not working eyes open anymore. And he sleeps, and the next morning comes, his mum walks into his room. The lights are still out, and she's like, Johnny, don't open your eyes yet, but did you pray really, really hard? And Johnny's like, Mummy, I did. I prayed so hard. I want to see you again. For the first time, not again. I want to be able to see. And his mum goes, okay, on the count of three, I want you to open your eyes and you'll see that your prayer's been answered by the Lord. She's like, one, two, three. And he opens his eyes and he looks around, and then they start welling up with tears. Mum, I'm still blind. I can't see. And she's like, yeah, no, April Fools.
Oh, shocker.
So you've only offended disabled people and Christians tonight, Phil. Well done.
Hey. Hey, I used to be an altar boy, man. I can say it. Can I just say something, right?
That was your best joke yet, just quietly.
Yeah, it was your best joke.
It's better than that. We got another tweet from Axel Handel. Yes, I can hear the kettle as well. And he's got a bit of from 2004, John Cale medal, BNF, Warren Treadray, BNF second, Kane Corns.
Yep. He's correct. Yep. I just wanted to build the suspense, guys.
No, you didn't. You were wrong again.
You're wrong again now.
Again.
So does he win the voucher?
$20 voucher. That's correct.
Thanks
Why
for coming.
Why were you wrong again?
I'm not wrong. I just said no because I wanted to build the suspense.
There's no.
So you told the bloke he was wrong.
And he's had to go and copy and paste stuff and put it into a tweet.
He's wasted money on Twitter.
What if that was like the point of him either going into the next tier from his download level and he's had to pay an extra $10 or something?
Yeah.
Because he's gone over his gigabyte allowance to put that tweet down. What are you going to do about that?
What if he's an accountant and he's taken time away from doing tax returns just to try and prove idiot Alistair wrong?
What if he's at work, right, and he's not doing the right thing, and he's on the computer, and his boss has caught him going on the interwebs to get that information to retweet? What are you going to do about that, Al?
Alistair knows all about that scenario, don't you, Al?
Oh, maybe. Spending a bit of time on the interwebs, yes. At least I don't waste, send 80 emails a day like some of the people that I know.
Okay, what? Cool story.
Yes, yes, very cool.
Silence again.
Well,
yes, guys. We have actually pushed it out nearly to the 18:70 hour, so we've got 55 minutes. So, yeah, we've got Macca and the boss man, Rick, next up. On they'll do the review show, and then I think Thursday night they'll do the preview show. So it should be good. Yeah.
Andrew,
hey, which one? So there was a toothache and man flu yesterday, was there?
Yeah, there was man flu and sore tooth.
Who had what? Or did they both?
Nah, sore tooth was Rick and man flu was Macca.
Okay.
So we hope they're feeling better.
So what do you boys think Andrew Moore would have got out of 10 on the weekend?
Well, if you're going to give Wines a 4, I would give him a, I'd probably give... If you only give Wines a 4, I'd probably give Moore a minus 2.
Got it. He kicked a goal, though.
So what?
I like Andrew Moore. I want him to do well, but I don't think it's going to happen.
Hey, just what like, you want like, and what happens, Butcher. It's like
every,
Butcher.
Every week, Maggie's, I just want Butcher to kick 10.
That ship sailed.
But, okay. Jay Shilts, if he buggers off, right, because he doesn't get the extra 100 grand that the media is reporting that he wants, that hasn't actually got any quotes from anyone to say anything.
That's unusual about that.
No, but they're like, you get sucked into these things, don't you? Oh, he wants to bloody leave. There's no quotes from anyone. Who knows? He wants an extra 100 grand. No one said it. There's no bloody inverted commas telling us that someone said it. But if he does go, do you give Butch another year?
Suppose there's a break glass in case of emergency.
I love Butch. I just want him to do well. I'd keep him on the list until he retires at 33.
I was going to say his retirement might be next year, mate.
Whatever.
The worry is that Shaw's not exactly setting the world on fire either, is he?
He hasn't been able to get himself in the park.
Huh?
He hasn't been able to get himself on the park. No. Like... I think he was injured and then he had a 6-week layoff last year and then came back and played some really good footy. And I thought, oh, this guy's going to be something, but I can't see anything. This year he hasn't been able to get in the park, so you can't see any improvement in him. And people are discussing him potentially going west, and I don't know why they'd want him, really. He hasn't really shown enough to have somebody clamouring over him.
Yeah, but if you're not paying much, he's worth a punt.
They've been doing that since he got drafted, though.
Mm-hmm. I reckon we should wind it up soon, boys, because I want to watch some Law and Order SVU. We bought the box sets.
What?
Dun, dun.
Hold on. Hold on. What about the tip for next week?
Port.
Ow,
are you you're typing there now? That was no, because you sounded really distracted.
And we could hear typing and kettles.
Yep. Distracted typing with the kettle in the background.
And the paper rustling across the microphone.
Yeah. Ow. You're there's no down, man.
You're supposed to be the boss of this show, and you are so unprofessional.
We're carrying you every week. Every week.
You guys are so mean.
I don't even think Al's listening to us. I reckon he's looking at something else on the interwebs. I
wonder what.
I'll leave that to your imaginations. Yes, I'm here, and I'm wanting to know what people think we should have for our next week's topic.
I reckon we should discuss something port-related.
Yeah. Is there a season? Or is there a player we'd like to review?
Oh, I've got a player.
Oh, here we go.
Aaron Smith.
Why not? Has anyone? No. Does anyone know him? Have we? Because I need to get him on.
I felt like I bonded with him once at a quarter time address, where I was sort of behind, like facing him. And I could
behind him.
What about Simon Pedler? We get Simon Pedler on.
Well, I was in a car.
You could talk. Yes, we was the greatest story that Port Fan Radio has ever heard.
Well, it's got legs. It's been that's its third week. It's been mentioned.
That's right. Terrible.
On a completely unrelated note. I've been drinking a Victory Headwaters Pale Ale, and I thought I'll review that beer on
my beer advocate website, and I've discovered I'd already reviewed it and drunk it.
Yeah, well,
cool story.
Yeah, Alex Handel's actually quite upset at the moment. He's actually devastated, and hopefully you can catch Lifeline, or maybe call our boss Rick, and he might be able to help you.
Probably because our room, like,
Alistair, why is he upset?
Oh, because I told him that he was wrong.
Well, that was poor. I tend to agree with him.
Yeah, get you get onto him and let him know how he's going to pick up his $20 voucher, right, Al?
Alistair, no worries, guys. You have like 10 or 11 listeners a week and you keep alienating them.
Yeah, I'm sorry, guys.
That's why Lauren dropped off.
I think she's because of the fart noises.
But apparently she listens to us on podcast when she's at the gym and stuff.
G'day,
it's after 9 o'clock now, so...
We'd love all
right, guys.
Interactive.
But
can I go? It's past
we can go, and we'll leave it with we'll let Rick and Macca join on. Night, guys. Go the power.
Catch ya.
Bye.
Bye, boys.